All right, News Talk is happy to focus again on the Champion Green series, where we come together with local businesses and communities right across the country to literally champion green. And one of the businesses we want to highlight today is Wedding Dates, all one word, .ie. And CEO and founder joins us now from the heart of Munster, Ciara Crossan. Welcome. Tell us all about WeddingDates.ie.
Hi, Ivan. Thanks for having me. So WeddingDates.ie connects newly engaged couples who are planning their wedding with things that will go online will be wedding planning. So that's where it was born, just from my kitchen table. And we've now progressed over the last 12 years. We actually are international now. We have a .co.uk website as well and are very active in the UK market too.
And over the last 12 years, what sort of volume are you talking about in terms of happy events?
Well, we've generated over 350,000 inquiries for the hotels and venues and suppliers that use our services. We've had over 20,000 weddings that have been booked through our service. So it's something I'm very proud of. And it's great to hear all of the happy stories. But also, it was very importantly, we're driving revenue for the businesses that use our service. So that's something I'm incredibly proud of.
So what I don't understand is if it's a free service to the happy, misguided couples, but I mean, like, if it, where's your revenue model?
So we generate our revenue from the wedding businesses. So the hotels and the wedding suppliers, we are connecting them with the couples, so generating leads for them. And we also provide them with software to manage their wedding businesses. So that's how we make our money.
Okay, and what's the trickiest part to organise? Is it the hotel, the photographer, the florist, the church? What do you find most difficult that can chop and change?
I think for the couples, the first thing they do is set the date, and then they have to find a venue. And one of the trickiest things, if they're getting married, if they're having a religious ceremony, is lining up the church availability with the hotel availability. Now, that's less of an issue if you're having a civil ceremony in the venue itself. But I think once they've got that locked in, everything else tends to flow from there. So the bands, the photographers, etc., flow from that.
Now, COVID has really, really crippled and paralysed all events-related businesses, seminars, conferences, sporting events and so on. And weddings have been no exception. So when was the last wedding you actually organised?
So the last wedding was kind of mid-March. And they have just started back up again in the last couple of weeks. So effectively, the whole industry was paused for about 4 months. All of our hotel and venue clients closed their doors. And it was a really, really difficult time because a lot of the, while we're a small business ourselves, we also work with lots of other small businesses. So while our, you know, the hotel's being closed, no weddings happening, you know, for those small wedding suppliers, the photographers and bands, etc., all of their revenues fell off a cliff. And then that, of course, had a knock-on effect on my business and other businesses like mine who support the industry. So it's been a really challenging few months.
Would you go as far as to say some will not survive, there'll be consolidations or whatever, but that, you know, some people just have been put out of business by this?
I think that that's absolutely inevitable. You know, this, there's a lot of small businesses that support this industry, and I, you know, even have heard of some of them already closing down. A small little invitation supplier in West Cork, I heard about them closing down already, and there'll definitely be more like that. We've been working hard to make sure that we survive beyond this, but it is definitely going to have a really critical impact on the whole events industry, for sure.
Okay, and the difficulty that I know of speaking to these people, a different spectrum of events, is someone to put their foot on the ball and say from such and such a date, like four conferences I'm hearing now, even ones as far away as January, are, you know, being second surge, indoor events, NEFID getting, you know, worried about this, that and the other. And they just can't go ahead with international events and so on. They're now looking at March next year. When do you think the first weddings will start up again?
Well, weddings in a small scale are allowed to happen at the moment. And I know that weddings took place as recently as last week, but they have to be at a maximum of 50 people. And that's including the hotel staff or the band, the photographer, etc. So So we were due to see that increase up to 100 in phase four, but now we know that we're not progressing to phase four. So that has had an impact now on weddings. So people who had, you know, reduced their numbers to 100 are now facing having to reduce again down to less than 50. So it's really upsetting for couples, and it's a real challenge for the businesses, particularly the hotels that support, you know, that provide the venue for the wedding, because, you know, they're opportunity to earn revenue is significantly
but
impacted.
But my question, Ciara, is when can you see traction with, say, up to 200 people, 300 people? When are you looking at November? When are you looking at?
I think it'll be into 2021, to be honest. And I think the larger scale weddings that we know of old, you know, might not be until after there's a vaccine. It's hard to know, I suppose, we're living in such an uncertain time, and how we deal with, you know, the next few weeks and months and how the virus progresses. I know in Switzerland, they're allowed to have indoor events of up to 300 people where the attendees are all named, you know, where contact tracing is facilitated. So that would be the case for a wedding or a conference day that was a ticketed event. So I like to look at the positives of that coming from Europe. But I suppose the next few weeks will tell a lot when we progress into phase four.
What's the average cost of a wedding? Like, I have one daughter on the way, another due to be married last year, and one due to get married in November. And I'm quite startled at the costs that are being presented to me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're looking certainly upwards 20,000-30,000 all in for a wedding.
What do you mean upwards 20,000-30,000? You mean a top of 30, somewhere between 20 and 30. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the average is between 20,000-30,000. Absolutely. And then the honeymoon would be separate to that as well. So, I mean, I suppose it's like anything. The only limit is your imagination or your budget.
Well, I think COVID is brilliant. I mean, just burger and chips and 50 people sounds to me like a way to go. Maybe some cheap bottles of Plonk.
I think what's happening now that weddings are getting a bit smaller is that people are using their budget to have a really elegant affair, even though it's more intimate, you know, that if they can, you know, maybe have champagne instead of Prosecco, and they can actually use their money to really good effect to create a really nice day, albeit maybe not the one that they had envisaged when they started planning.
All right. Well, look, we're delighted in the guise of Champion Green to wish you every speedy recovery to your business. WeddingDates.ie, lots of awards over the years, won in the last 12 years. I hope it's only a matter of time of deferred business rather than forgotten business. And we hope that you and all the small businesses that depend on you will be up and running. My thanks to Ciara Crossan, founder and CEO of WeddingDates.ie. Now do follow the movement and find out more on our own website, newstalk.com/all one word Champion Green, a whole array of local business and community activities.
Quick question. What were you doing at exactly this time yesterday? If you were applying for a business loan from Linked Finance, you'd already have an answer by now. If you're getting back in business, we can help you access fast, no-hassle finance with credit decisions within 20 minutes.